Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Here in small town USA, give me a Saturday night, my baby by my side, a little Hank Jr. and a six-pack of light, an old dirt road, and I'll be just fine.
Friends, beer, and a little Hank Jr., three key ingredients in country music's comfort food. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today, the enduring popularity of the small town song. And later, we'll get a different kind of small as Colombian singer Marta Gomez tells us about Little Music, or Musiquita. It's the name of her new album, and she'll play songs from it live in our studio. But first, the song you're hearing in the background is called Small Town USA, and it has everything an ode to the simple life should have. Quiet country roads, friendly neighbors, Saturday nights that aren't too complicated. It's the kind of song that's been a staple of country music for decades, but it's particularly popular on the country charts right now. We'll talk to the country artist Justin Moore about his song, Small Town USA, in a moment. But first, we're joined again by music critic J. Freedom Dulac, who wrote about small town songs for The Washington Post. He joins us from the Post's headquarters in the very big town of Washington, D.C. Hi, Josh.
How are you?
Good. Is there anything new happening here? I mean, as we've said, this has been a staple of country music for decades. Is there something just happening now?
Well, you know, some people seem to think that there is this growing movement of small-town Southern pride songs. And if you look at the sort of Billboard country charts recently, there is some evidence to suggest that we're hearing more of them. A little bit difficult to say why exactly that might be, but it's sort of hard to listen to country radio now for, you know, say an hour long block and not hear a song like, you know, like Justin's Small Town USA or Jason Michael Carroll's Where I'm From or, you know, Boondocks by Little Big Town. I mean, the list just kind of goes on and continues to grow.
Right. Now, would this have something to do with the economy, or would these have been songs that were written before things got so bad?
Well, I mean, Justin will tell you about the history of his song, but he actually wrote that 7 years ago when the economy was doing much better. And if you look at the, you know, some other songs of this ilk, you know, by Tim McGraw, by Kenny Chesney, I mean, they've had success in periods where the economy wasn't in sort of a tailspin or you know, crashing. So kind of unclear to me why we're hearing so many of them right now, other than, you know, perhaps the success of one or two of them led other songwriters in Nashville or those who wanted to make it in Nashville to explore, you know, to explore this theme.
Okay. The theme being the small town, this kind of Norman Rockwell vision of middle America. Country artist Rodney Atkins has mined that particular vein with some success, topping the country charts and even cracking the Billboard Hot 100 with this song.
Postcard, this wouldn't make of America. It's a high school prom, it's a Springsteen song, it's a ride in a Chevrolet. It's a man on the moon and fireflies in June and kids selling lemonade. It's cities and farms, it's open arms, one nation.
All right, It's America is from Rodney Atkins. It hit number one, it's now number four on the country charts and Billboard. Jason Michael Carroll, whom Josh mentioned a moment ago, has a hit on the country charts with this song, Where I'm From, where Jason is talking to a businessman in an Armani suit on an airplane.
He said, I'm headed back from business in New York and Rome. Tell me, son, where do you call home? I said, I'm from the frontier. Courthouse clock, it still don't work. Where a man's word means everything. Where moms and dads were high school flames, who gave their children grandmother's maiden name. Yes, it may not sound like much, but it's where I'm from.
Where I'm From is from Jason Michael Carroll, currently number 15 on the Billboard country charts. And we're speaking with J. Freedom Dulac. Josh has written an article recently for the Washington Post about this apparent trend in country music towards small-town songs. They've always been there, but we're seeing a bunch of them now. And Josh, who is this for? I mean, is this like playing to the country music base, to use political terminology?
Yeah, it's definitely for the core country audience. You know, others might be interested in some of these themes, but, you know, I interviewed Eric Church for the story, and Eric's first big hit was How About You, which was kind of a celebration of redneck culture and values. And, you know, Eric said to me, you know, these songs are sort of putting the flag down. You know, granted, his is a little more aggressive thematically than some of those that we've just heard. But, you know, it's really like he said, it's like playing to a political party. You have to understand and reach your base. So, you know, it really is for the core country listener.
So some of these songs are just kind of celebrating things that are iconically American. It sounds like Church's song is really kind of, you know, going someplace a bit more divisive, you know, as if to say, you know, my America, small town America, is the real America. Would that be, is he attempting to do that, or is that just people reading that into it?
Well, I mean, I think he's just sort of planting the flag for, you know, for his tribe. That's a big buzzword that Seth Godin likes to use, right? Tribes and, you know, How About You and you know, a different Rodney Atkins song, not the one you played, but These Are My People is along the same lines. I mean, you know, in Eric's song, he actually has a lyric about, you know, something to the effect of, I think we are the chosen few. And, you know, he's not necessarily talking about all of America there, and he's talking about, you know, the people who would be the core audience for country music.
All right, let's bring in the artist behind the song Small Town USA, which we heard a bit of. Justin Moore is a singer-songwriter who's based in Nashville, but he hails from Powen, Arkansas, population 272. Justin, welcome.
Thank you, buddy. You actually said it right, man. That's rare.
Well, I overheard you telling our producer Joel how to say it. So I would have said Poyen, but yeah. Apparently it's Poyen. But you don't live in Poyen anymore, right? I mean, you're in a big town. You're in Nashville. So why did you write this song?
You know what? When I moved to town, I grew up in a town, like you said, less than 300 people, and grew up on about 100 acres. And when I moved to Nashville, Tennessee in 02, I really just wrote this song, to be honest with you, about missing mama's cooking and my family and that kind of stuff. I really wrote it about being homesick. And it's been really cool to see it evolve into even a bigger idea than that. It's been pretty neat to see.
Now, when you wrote the song, you didn't have any kind of bigger ideas planned. It was just, as you say, kind of homesick. But now, do you see a lot of other singers who are kind of making this like a statement, an idea that they want to try and catch hold of?
Yeah, you know what? There's always been a common theme in country music, and especially the guys that I grew up listening to, like Hank Jr. and Alan Jackson and among a lot of other folks, to do this kind of song. And you guys talking about Eric, you know, the thing about he and I and all artists, we kind of know how to speak to our particular audience, and that's kind of what I did with this song. That's one of the reasons we put this song out. We were on tour last year with Trace Atkins and Lynyrd Skynyrd and Hank Williams Jr. and a few different great artists like that, and had an opportunity to play different songs from the album, and this seemed to speak to my audience as well or better than anything. So that's one reason we went with it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you, as you say, you know, you and Eric Church, people like that, you sort of know how to speak to your, you know, to your listeners. What about someone like me who, you know, grew up in Queens, New York, you know, one of the five boroughs in New York City? I mean, what's in it for me, Justin?
Well, I tell you, to be honest with you, when you grow up in the South, I don't know why you have this perception, but you have this perception that the only country people or the only, you know, rednecks, or if you want to use that term, are in the South. And we toured up north the majority of last year, to be honest with you, and I found out, man, there's small towns and country folks everywhere you go, which was really cool, and for me to see, me and the guys to see. It's you know, once you get out of these big cities, as you well know, you know, the suburbs are made up of you know, rural towns, and you know, I've flown into about every major city there is this past year, and you know, 10 minutes before you land, there ain't nothing but farmland around, no matter mm-hmm. where you are. So, and really, my song and all these other guys' songs, it's really as much about being proud of where you are from and what you have, no matter where that is, if it's small town or big town or whatever. Especially with the economy, the way things are right now, you know, it's just being happy with what you got, because somebody else has always got it worse, you know. And everybody, that's a theme that everybody's going through, you know, whether you're from a big city or a small city.
That is universal. You're absolutely right. We're speaking with Justin Moore, the country singer whose song is a Small Town USA, and you can actually view the video for it on our website. Here's a little more of the song.
Round here we break our backs just to earn a buck. We never get ahead, but we have enough. I watch people leave and then come right back. I never wanted any part of that, and I'm proud to say I love this place, good old small town USA. Give me a Saturday night, my baby by my side, David Allen Coe.
From Justin Moore, that is the song Small Town USA, which is up on the Billboard Hot Country Singles chart. It's also on the Country Air Check chart. We're speaking with him and with J. Freedom Dulac, the pop music critic of the Washington Post, talking about this recent trend of country songwriters writing about Small Town USA.
Check out today's Soundcheck blog.
I get what these guys are saying. They're saying they're proud of where they come from. I understand that completely. I was born and raised and have lived virtually my entire life in four of New York City's five boroughs. So I, too, come from a small town.
For the rest of the story, visit the Soundcheck page at WNYC.org.
Justin, you were saying before that, you know, the suburbs are just a bunch of small towns. New York City is a bunch of small towns. When you come to the big cities, do you find people who are still kind of responding to a song like Small Town USA?
Absolutely, and that's been really cool to see, because when I wrote the song and started playing the song, you know, you don't really know that that's out there. But, you know, everybody is proud of where they're from, like you just said, regardless where that's from. And you know, it's been a lot of fun, and it's been great for us and for my career that people are proud of where they're from. And you know, it's funny too, because I always have people come up to me when they meet me and say, man, I grew up in a town just like yours. And I'll be like, oh yeah, how many people? And they'll be like, 35,000 or whatever. And so, you know, I found too, people always think they're from a small town, even if it's not that small, which is cool, you know, to see, especially since we have a song out called Small Town USA. Mm-hmm.
Here, a couple of interesting comments that listeners are posting on our website. Sarah in Fort Plain, New York, which is a small rural town in central New York, she writes that she moved there from Park Slope in Brooklyn last year, as the financial crisis loomed. She writes, I've traded in fabulous sandals for jeans. My daughter traded violin lessons and Aikido for T-ball. And yes, I found myself tuning into the local country music station, singing along to Reba and Hank. There's a comfort in the simplicity. You won't catch me drinking light beer from a can, though.
Different strokes for different folks, right?
Josh, we also have a comment from a listener who wishes to remain anonymous, who says that many of these songs sound like lists of cliches to me. Now, I mentioned before this kind of Norman Rockwell vision of America. How much reality is there to these songs, and how much is this kind of an idealized version of what these songwriters are going for?
Well, I mean, having grown up in a big city myself, it's sort of hard to say. I've certainly spent my share of time in smaller towns, and I think, you know, some of it does kind of is that sort of idealized version. But there's got to be some reality at work here too. The one thing that is sort of interesting is that you're never going to hear, I don't think, a mainstream country artist singing a song about how they don't like their small town. You know, everybody who's doing these songs loves where they're from, and, you know, I'd no problem with that. The only exception that comes to mind is the Dixie Chicks, who, you know, of course, had to be excommunicated from the Church of Country, if you will, before they, you know, before they dared to do a song like Lubbock or Leave It. You know, and by that point, their ties to the tribe, if you will, had been cut off. And, you know, the one thing that I just wonder is, does everybody really love their small towns as much as they do? I mean, you know, Justin has that great line that opens the song about people calling Poe in prison, and, you know, he explains that it's really not, but I do wonder about that.
Justin, I mean, you know, the question that the listener poses about cliches or, you know, a kind of unrealistic, idealized version of a small town. How, you know, I mean, was it all just great, you know, middle America, mom and apple pie growing up in Poen?
Well, you know what, I think it's different. If you went and asked 100 people, which would be half the town that I grew up in, you'd probably get a few different answers. But, you know, for me it was. I was, to be honest with you, I was one of the guys that never, ever wanted to leave and wanted to stay at home and again, with my family as long as I could. Live at home till I was 30, I would have. I'm a mama's boy. I'm proud of it. But, you know, I did have some buddies that were like, man, I'm ready to get out of here, you know, and go do something bigger and better. And, of course, I'm the only one who ends up moving away and ain't back yet. But, you know, I think the thing is once they do get out of town and leave, I've had all my buddies, there's a line in the song that says, I've watched people leave and come back. And that's really true, and that kind of answers your question. I've had buddies that you know, we're ready to get out of there, but once they had a taste of something else, they thought, man, maybe that wasn't so bad back home. And you know, it's one of those things where you don't realize what you have until you don't have it anymore. And,
so are you anxious to get out of Nashville and back to Poen, Arkansas? Population now slightly less than 272 with you not there?
271 now, I think, right? To be honest with you, I am. My wife and I were just discussing moving back home. Here pretty soon, and it's a bit premature for me, as busy as I am right now with things going on, that I need to be here for in Nashville. Luckily, I did talk her into, because I don't get to hunt and fish like I used to do, and I luckily talked her into letting me get a boat, which I thought was would let me get out on the lake and do some more things that I'm used to doing back home. So that'll cure the itch for a while. But I absolutely want to move back home one day, hopefully soon. So
we're speaking with Justin Moore. His song "Small Town USA" is number 30 this week on the Billboard Hot Country Singles Chart, and one of a number of songs in this recent trend of tunes about small-town America that Jay Freedom Dulac has recently written about in the Washington Post. And, Josh, I don't want to give the impression that this is all there is, because, in fact, at the top of all these charts is a lot of the same stuff. You know, it's Keith Urban, it's Taylor Swift, it's very, very commercial, to the point where it almost sounds more pop than pop. So, you know, what percentage, what's still selling by and large in the country music world?
Well, I mean, I think if you look at the current Billboard Hot Country Songs chart, I'm pretty sure Jason Aldean's She's Country is number one. So, you know, that's definitely not a pop song that would play to everybody. But, you know, you know, I wasn't suggesting with this story that this is the only topic that people are writing and singing about. It just seems like, you know, as Eric Church mentioned, and as Justin's mentioning here, that, you know, this does seem to be an emerging theme. It seems to have become a staple of the format. But I you know, I don't think that this is the only kind of song we're going to hear. And in fact, in some markets, you know, Justin's song is actually getting some pushback from radio programmers in some of the big cities, like, you know, like Boston, like Philadelphia, like Los Angeles, where the head of his label told me that, you know, those programmers are saying that the theme maybe doesn't resonate with their listeners and that he sounds too country, if you can believe that.
Too
country person sound too country? That's kind of crazy. But
Justin, you sound too country for country.
Too country for country, man. I think that's a song title right there, ain't it?
All right, let's hear some of what is selling. Country artist Keith Urban's album Defying Gravity debuted at number one on the Billboard album chart last month and sold a decent 177,000 copies in its first week alone.
To the other side, I thought in my own mind.
And there's Taylor Swift's album, Fearless, number 11 on the Billboard album chart. Note that's the album chart, not the country chart. This is a pop hit, and the song's called Love Story. It's been on the Billboard Hot 100 for 34 weeks. Swift, the biggest story in country music in 2008 with a big hit record called Fearless. And so that's some of what you might find on the top of the charts. But as Jay Freedom Dulac has written, there are a number of songwriters who are going for something a bit more perhaps intimate, a bit more personal, looking back at their roots in small towns. One of those songwriters is Justin Moore, his song Small Town USA we've heard a bit of, and they're both with me on Soundcheck today. And guys, let me ask you both to respond to a comment from Jack on our website. He writes, "Sorry to say, I love classic country, but all this stuff sounds like folks who are very white, constantly reminding people that we're good folks, we have good values, and times were good, because that's when all of these towns were filled with white Christians." Justin, let me start with you. You know, how much of that kind of thinking was even occurring to you as you were writing the song?
Absolutely none. But I will say the great thing about music and country music, especially because I'm in country music, is music is subjective and everybody likes different things. And so that's the good thing about music in general and our nation. You know, you can like stuff or dislike stuff, and that's your choice. And but none of that went into me writing the song. I mean, you touched on the song being personal to me, and really, I was a little bit leery of putting something out as personal as that. And I have a couple other songs that are really personal to me, but I've found out through playing and some of our sales and that kind of stuff of the song that if it's personal to you as a songwriter or an artist, it's probably personal to somebody else as well, and somebody else can relate to it. So, but that's the great thing about music is it being so subjective and everybody has an opinion. So,
all right, Josh. I mean, in researching your story for the Washington Post, did this kind of thing come up at all?
Well, I mean, you know, again, I guess that sort of goes back to the idea of playing to the tribe. But, you know, we need to, I guess, differentiate between types of songs. You know, Justin's is about small town pride. I mean, there are others that, as I said, are a little more aggressive that are about Southern pride. And I think when you get into some of those, like, you know, like Eric Church's How About You, where he sets it up saying, "I don't need baggy clothes or rings in my nose to be cool." You know, it is maybe sort of playing on that theme. But again, these are songs for the tribe, so to speak, in the same way that, you know, hip hop has a long history of songs about, you know, where people are from, you know, be it the city, the neighborhood, even the block, and, you know, with whom you're aligned. So it's not necessarily exclusive to country.
So, in fact, you could think of, you know, Lou Reed's many odes to New York City. And as you say, hip-hop. I mean, Jay-Z with the song Brooklyn Go Hard. I mean, this is a guy who's proud of his town.
B-R-O-K-L-Y-M. Come on, yeah. B-R-O-K-L-Y-M. in dodge of them. I jack, I rob, I send.
Brooklyn as small town, and Jay-Z awfully proud of it, and our friend Santigold helping out with the chorus there. And that has inspired a series of other kind of rappers to talk about their little towns. Raekwon from the Wu-Tang Clan with Staten, We Go Hard.
One. Who put Staten on the map? That's right. This is Cat Hoodie Rap. Around, put a fully in your back. You might make my Tuli act. I only run for the bread, lightning strike.
All right, so from Brooklyn to Staten Island, and then cross another little body of water, and Infinite and Franco T give us Jersey Go Hard. So those small town songs can take some pretty surprising forms. And Josh, as you look at, you know, the country music landscape, is it materially different from anything, from rap or pop or rock or any of the others that are out there?
Sure it is. I mean, you still don't have anything like the, you know, the classic, the bridge is over war from, you know, the 1980s, where I don't think we're going to hear Justin doing a diss song about East Cumberland or, you know, Cumberland Gap, Tennessee, where Rodney Atkins is from, and vice versa. So in that sense, you know, I think it's more about just that tent that they're all living under, and mm-hmm. I don't think that's going to change.
Well, Justin strikes me as he might have a little streak of Weisenheimer in him, so you never know. He may turn around and do exactly that on his next record. Justin, congratulations on the success of Small Town USA, and thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, buddy. It's good to talk to you.
And Josh, Jay Freedom DeLock, pop music critic for the Washington Post. Nice to speak with you again as well.
Pleasure to be here.
This is Soundcheck.
Educated here in a small town. Taught to fear Jesus in a small town. Used to daydream.
Well, after so much music from the American South, we'll travel next to South America, courtesy of the Colombian-born singer-songwriter Marta Gomez. She'll perform live in our studio next.